Yuma Perakei Mishnah Vav. Hiza al Taharo Shel Mizbeach Sheva Pamim. So now the Kohen Gadol in the Heichal, after he's done placing the blood on the corners that were sticking out, he now takes the blood and he sprinkles on the open part, the Taharo, which basically is what was cleaned out. The opening area of the Mizbeach, which is the top of the Mizbeach. He would clean out the ashes from the top of the Mizbeach. That was from the coals that were there for the Ketores from before. And he would then sprinkle the blood on this open area 7 times. Ushiare Hadam, and what was left over from the blood that was still in his basin, that wasn't finished yet, Hayashofech al Yisod Maravi Shel Mizbeach Achitzon. He would pour it out onto the western foundation of the outer Mizbeach, outside in the Azara. V'shel Mizbeach Achitzon, which really means, the Rav explains, all the other blood from the other chatos, not from the par of the Yom Kippur, but other chatos, Hayashofech al Yisod Dromi. Those were all poured on the southern foundation. Should be a picture below. Elu ve'elu, misarvin ba'ama v'yotzen l'nachal Kidron. Both of these bloods, whether it's the blood from Yom Kippur that was poured on the western base, the western Yisod, or is the blood of the other chatos that are poured on the southern base, they both mix. There were 2 holes on the base. There should be a picture below. And they would go through these holes, and eventually they would find their way to the Amma, which is a stream of water, V'yotzen l'Nachal Kidron. And they'd go out to the Nachal Kidron, which is water that was outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'nimkarn l'gannonin l'zevel. And they were sold to gardeners. This blood was sold as fertilizer. Zevel, fertilizer for the gardeners. U'molin bahen. But one is not allowed to have benefit from them unless he buys them. Buying them is almost like being poed to them when you give money for them. Really, no matter what, everybody holds that midiraisa, there is no me'ila. Me'ila means you're not allowed to have benefit from something that's kodesh, unless you pay for it or you're poed it. So here it says umolim ben, meaning you have to do something. There is me'ila here, so you can't have benefit from it unless you pay. But everybody agrees this is only din derabanan. Some even hold, the Chachamim hold, that there's not even Mi'ila Derabanan on this blood specifically that went out to Nachal Kidron, and it would only be, this Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, that hold there's a Mi'ila Derabanan on this.